This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It is Tuesday, which means it's time for us to chat nutrition here on the podcast. And this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. And I'll have some more details on S Fuels in a mo. But I got an email in from the guys from S Fuels yesterday with some pretty impressive news, I might add. This past weekend was Ironman New Zealand, right? Well, one of our former guests here on the podcast, we shared his story quite a while ago, Dr. Daniel Plews. And then towards the end of last year, when we were running the campaign for the S Fuels bars, we had Dan on a few times again. And I can tell you that Dan had the most incredible race this past weekend in New Zealand. He ended up finishing ninth overall. Bear in mind, he is an amateur. He's a full-time sports scientist. He's pretty busy. So managed to get all his training in. Ninth overall, he was the first age grouper home in a time of 8 hours and 35 minutes. Phenomenal performance, Dan. Congratulations. He is racing on S Fuels, which I think is fantastic. So I would really suggest, if you haven't tried out those S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix yet, you've got nothing to lose, okay? As you can see, they are fantastic. It's what Dan was using on Sunday. And if you'd like to try them out, S Fuels are giving you the chance. Totally risk-free. All you need to do is buy them. They'll pay for the shipping, plus they're giving you a money-back guarantee. So definitely worthwhile checking out. If you'd like to give it a bash, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. You can also click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to the show on, or simply text the word S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Coming up on today's podcast, we touch base once again with Diana Hassel to talk a little bit about her nutrition strategy. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website, okay? That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Let's chat some nutrition now with Diana Hassel. Diana, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Brad. It's great to be here.
Diana, nutrition, obviously, again, I mean, we've spoken a lot about masters triathletes, and as you get older, nutrition becomes more and more important as well in the way you can perform. How big a role does it play in your Ironman performances?
I would say, of course, it's a very, very important component, not only day-to-day nutrition, but also what you consume during the race. You know, I've been doing triathlons for a long time, so I've tried a lot of different things, and I know what works and what doesn't work for me. So I just stick with what works, and been fortunate in that, you know, that's been getting me through most races without too many GI issues and keeping me strong until the end. So, yeah, it's very important. I definitely think it's really the fourth discipline, as many people will describe it.
Do you feel you've got your nutrition dialed in, or is it still a work in progress?
In terms of the race itself, I feel like I do have it pretty well dialed in. I feel like I don't bonk and I don't have too much GI distress in the Ironman races or the Halves now with what I do. But it's always a work in progress for my regular diet. You know, I'd like to obviously eat all non-processed foods and lots of fruits and veggies, and you know, but occasionally I'll eat a donut. Something like that.
You've got to have balance. What you mentioned that you always testing and trying things. Some work, some don't. What's one of the weirdest things that you've tried that definitely didn't work?
Oh, whoa, okay. I remember one specifically. I was on the, this is years ago, probably 14 years ago. I was on Slow Twitch and they were talking about using Ensure as a great fuel for on the bike for an Ironman. So I thought I would try that, you know, stimulating fat for fuel in the race. And oh boy, that was a mistake. So way too dense, way too high calorie, just sat in my stomach. I couldn't consume anything from mile 40 of the bike till mile 18 of the run, like no water or fuel, because my stomach was bloated like crazy. That one did not work for me, because I think I go a little harder than a more recreational triathlete would go, and that doesn't work with those high density foods like Ensure.
I love you say that, because I chatted to somebody here on the podcast probably 2-3 months ago that swears by Ensure, and I think that's the beauty of this thing. What works for you might not necessarily work for me, and vice versa. So and that's what I do this podcast for, is just to give people ideas, because we're all an experiment of one, and we need to figure out what it is, and this is just a way to sort of get ideas out there, and that's why I love chatting about it. Tell me about your race day nutrition strategy. What does race day look like for you?
Yeah, so race day, I usually just start out pretty simple with usually some toast and or peanut butter and jelly on a bagel, that type of thing. Might throw a bar in there if it's a long morning. Generally, I try to get 600 to 800 calories in me before the race, and might sip on some water as well. And then for the race itself, I pretty much just do, I'm talking about full Ironman distance, on the bike, I do an infinite formula that has more glucose in it and less maltodextrin, and a little bit of Gatorade that I dilute with water. And then I'll usually eat a bar, like a Clif bar and some Clif blocks. And so I just aim to put in about 300 calories an hour on the bike. And usually I can easily accomplish that. And it's really important, I think, to, you know, obviously practice with some of these nutritional, whatever you're going to use in a race, in training, especially in race simulation conditions, because it's different when you're going easy versus when you're going hard. For the run, I pretty much rely only on the race nutrition. So I don't like to carry the extra weight of a bottle. I'll carry like a little bottle if it's super hot. I can add a little fluid for in between aid stations if it's a race that doesn't have them every kilometer or so, or every mile at least. I'll train with whatever the race drink is. It took me 2 years to figure out Gatorade Endurance made me really sick. And I learned, you know, after the second race and walking the marathon that I would need to dilute it with water and train more with it. And that's what I've done. And now it's no problem at all.
Brilliant.
Maybe a little bite here and there.
You also mentioned in our first chat recovery and the role of nutrition, particularly in recovery and some of the things that you've done. Tell me a little bit about your sort of recovery regime as far as nutrition is concerned.
So I try to get some nutrition into me, some carbohydrate protein combination, usually just some sort of a whole food. I rarely do the smoothie thing, although I had a great smoothie this morning, mainly because I'm lazy. But I try to get some food into me right after any hard sessions. And then for big days, like if I trained, 5 to 7 hours, I really focus on getting as many calories as I can into me, a little more high glycemic in there with salt. Like chips and salsa is a great way to start. A little spike your insulin and get some sodium back into you. And then having a big meal, so like a big Mexican meal, maybe a margarita. those types of things, I think getting that nutrition back into you, getting some of the caloric loss back in before, if especially if you have a long run the next day, I think is really important. And then I mentioned the supplement, the branched chain amino acids with glutamine. Glutamine is really is scientifically shown to be beneficial for recovery and for immune function as well after hard efforts. So that and the branched chain amino acids, I think, have really helped with recovery. And so that was that Platin Power supplement I mentioned in a previous podcast.
Fantastic. Well, Diana, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And all the best for the upcoming season and Kona 2018.
Thanks so much, Brad. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much to Diana, and thank you to you for listening to the podcast. And as always, a huge thank you to our sponsor of this episode. It was brought to you by S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you'd like to find out more and try them out, absolutely risk-free, they'll pay for shipping and give you a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels, or click on the link in the podcast player below this podcast or on the show notes on the website if you're listening there. You can also text the word S-Fuels to 44222 and I'll send you all the details straight back. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a great Tuesday.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.